Bellamy Brothers, Let Your Love Flow. Right here at the home of the second annual World's Largest Garage Sale, KIMN Denver 95, 731. Here's Chris Fitzrandoff.
Thanks, Lauren. 24 degrees in Denver now. Meteorologist Joe Sobel says the weather will be a whole lot better today, sunnier and milder. His exclusive Chemacu weather forecast later in this 730 report. Well, officials are still trying to control the leaks at the Three Mile Island plant in Pennsylvania. Melissa Herman reports from Harrisburg.
A potentially explosive gas bubble in the reactor is reported to have been reduced in size since yesterday. Nuclear Regulatory Commission officials say the next several days will be crucial in determining whether the bubble will have to be removed from the top of the reactor. If that becomes necessary, an area of up to 20 miles downwind would have to be evacuated. The other continuing concern is the possibility of the mixture of hydrogen and oxygen reaching a point at which an explosion could occur. Most public and private schools within a large area of the plant are closed today, and state agriculture officials have asked farmers to keep their livestock indoors to prevent them from feeding on grass that may have been subjected to minor doses of radioactivity released since last Wednesday. Readings, however, taken on milk from the cows in the area are negative. Melissa Herman in Harrisburg.
Now let's check on morning traffic with Dick Dillon and Camaro Alert.
We still have a big mess out on the north end. An accident eastbound on Interstate 270 between York and Vasquez. Really clobbered up 270 and jammed it back to I-76 and along I-76 back through the interchange with I-25. As a result, southbound I-25 is jammed back to 84th. Boulder Turnpike jammed back to Federal. Southbound York is jammed up for several blocks as you approach I-270. Everything out north is much slower than usual this morning. Inbound 6th Avenue freeway, a little bit heavy from Sheridan. Northbound I-25 from Hampton up to University is showing the usual morning slowdown. We have an accident eastbound on Evans at Holly, at least it looks like it, involving a cement truck in the left-hand lane. Inbound one-way some viaducts to the immediate downtown area in pretty good shape. We had a couple vehicles stopped eastbound on Interstate 70 between Pecos and the Mousetrap. They're gone now or off on the right, but eastbound 70 is jammed, so back under that Pecos overpass. Dick Dillon, Kim Arrowhart.
Cheryl Mann is scheduled to go on trial today in Denver for the murder of her 2-year-old daughter, Gaynell. Mann is charged for the beating death last August, along with her boyfriend, Eugene Goodrow. He'll go on trial later this month. The child was beaten last August 8th, supposedly for wetting her bed, and died 10 days later. Voters in Fort Collins go to the polls tomorrow to decide on an anti-growth measure. The proposal would limit residential building permits to just 750 a year. Fort Collins has tripled in size in the last 20 years. In Colorado Springs, voters will be choosing a mayor for the first time in 58 years. Ever since 1921, the mayor down in the Springs has been chosen from the city council. Two Denver churches are looking for foster parents to take care of 60 teenage Vietnamese refugees. The kids are being sponsored by Denver Lutherans and Catholics. They'll be flown to Denver from refugee camps in Malaysia and Hong Kong. Senator Gary Hart says he'll submit a package of bills this week designed to stimulate the oil shale industry. The proposal would provide a $3 a barrel tax credit for companies reaching the production stage. Kim News Time is 7:33.
Your bowling representative is now booking exciting summer flings. Come join us. Experience all the sights and sounds of summer league bowling. See the wondrous falls.
My goodness.
Isn't that fantastic? Oh.
The unusual wood formations.
Excuse me, that one pin on one side of the lane with the other pin all the way over, what is that called?
That's a 7/10 split.
Ooh, I love that. It's very unusual.
You're making fun of me, lady.
Here's strange, exotic languages. You'll face difficult challenges.
There ain't no way you're gonna make that shot.
And you'll rise to every occasion with the spirit of the adventurer.
Oh, yeah?
League bowling, this summer, short, informal, just minutes away. Book your summer fling now at your Gold Pin Fun Center.
Summer leagues are now forming at 27 Gold Pin Fun Centers, including Lakewood Lanes, Monaco Lanes, Broadway Bowl, and Brunswick Rocky Mountain Lanes. Sign up now.
The U.S. Embassy in Beirut was attacked today, apparently by rocket fire, as Arab opposition to the Egypt-Israel peace treaty intensified. Embassy officials say the building was damaged, but no casualties were reported. Embassy officials say they do not know who was responsible for the attack. At least 9 people were killed and several others injured today in a fire that swept through a nursing home in Farmington, Missouri. But officials said they were not certain how many people were inside the Wayside Inn nursing home when the fire struck. 3 fire departments were battling the blaze. And a nationwide trucking strike is on. Marilee Cox with that story.
Less than 15 hours after the Teamsters called a selective strike against some of the nation's major trucking firms, the trucking industry took a counteroffensive move by announcing a defensive shutdown of the entire industry. Even so, some movement will apparently continue since some local unions have reportedly signed interim agreements with some individual trucking firms. Management officials disputed the Teamsters' claim that the work stoppage could be a selective one. The industry action seemed to be an effort to force the president to seek a back-to-work order if the strike continues. In order to do that, the government must show the strike is harming the nation's health and welfare, something the Teamsters said they hope to avoid by limiting the strike to selective firms. Marilee Cox, Washington.
Kim Sports, the Nuggets are a half game out of first place in the Midwest Division, all because they lost to the Washington Bullets yesterday, 105-89. The Rockies won their last home game of the season, won it big, 9-5 over the St. Louis Blues. Jerry Castro updates all the sports at 7:45. When you see news happening, call Kim at 233-TIPS.
Go ahead, ask her. Ask her out this weekend and really do it right. It's open season. Take her where she's never been before, and from then on, you'll call it our place. It's the open season for a classy dinner with an honestly different menu. Just steps from a very personable lounge, complete with live entertainment and dancing. It's open season for a memorable evening, located in Stapleton Plaza, a stunning hotel. Just ask her, and it'll be open season more than once.
Here's Kim's exclusive AccuWeather forecast for the Denver metro area. Mostly sunny today, milder this afternoon. The high temperature 45. Partly cloudy tonight, low 25. Variable cloudiness tomorrow. There'll be snow in the mountains, and a period of snow or flurries is possible in the metro area as well. The high temperature 42. Wednesday, partly sunny, a bit milder, high 49. With Kim's exclusive AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Joe Sobel.
Right now, 24 degrees in Denver and 25 at Sloan's Lake. Kim Blue Skies rating 45 for good air quality. At 7:37, I'm Chris Fitzrandolph, Kim News. Next scheduled news at 8 o'clock. Next news as it happens. And now on Kim, more of Denver's best music with Lauren Owens.
What you won't do for love. That's Bobby Caldwell on Kim 741 with Denver's best music, Denver's number one music station. A lot of sunshine out there this morning. Exclusive Kim AccuWeather forecast says mostly sunny all day today. It's going to be milder this afternoon, finally. High about 45, partly cloudy tonight, low to 25. Right now it's cold out there, 24 degrees downtown, 22 here at Kim. And let's get another look at traffic this morning. Dick Dillon, Kim Air Alert. Dick?
Hey, it's rough all over this morning. The entire freeway system is very heavy. The biggest mess is out on the north end where we had an accident eastbound on Interstate 270 between York and Vasquez. The accident is out of the way now, but it's going to be a while before traffic gets back to normal. It jammed traffic back along 270 all the way back to 76 and along 76 back to I-25. Southbound I-25 still heavy as you come south from 84th Boulder Turnpike back to Federal Boulevard. Southbound York Street, Washington, Pecos all carrying heavy traffic as people look for alternates. And let's see, inbound on the 6th Avenue Freeway, you're going to hit it about midway between Wadsworth and Sheridan as you go eastbound. It's heavy all the way down past Federal Boulevard. I-70 is heavy from Federal Boulevard east through the Mousetrap out to about Washington where it narrows from 3 lanes down to 2. Once you get into that 2-lane stretch, seems to move in pretty good shape. Northbound I-25 from Hampton all the way up to University is extremely heavy. Haven't had a whole bunch of accidents this morning, but just very heavy traffic anywhere you want to go. Dick Dillon, Kim Air Alert.
Thanks, sir. Dick, this report for Alpine Volkswagen.
Here's a message on service from Harold Bartels, service manager of Alpine Volkswagen. Quote, among the definitions of service given by Webster's Dictionary are helpful, beneficial, or friendly actions or conduct. Act of giving assistance to another. To make fit for service, as by inspecting, adjusting, repairing, etc. At Alpine Volkswagen, we certainly do try to be helpful and friendly in our big modern service department. About Alpine's employees, Mr. Bartels says, our employees are trained to give you prompt attention and assistance the moment you drive in. We think we have one of the cleanest, brightest service departments in the area. Clean work areas, clean mechanics, clean tools, factory fresh parts, cars returned to customers on time, visit the service department at Alpine Volkswagen. Drive in at 7800 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Thank you.
I'd rather be in Denver in the morning with Denver 95 Kim.
Morning 743 from Kim. Here comes the sun, finally, after that weekend. Well, another in-depth Lauren Owens report on what the government is doing with your money. It's coming up momentarily here on Kim. Hang on, you're going to love this one.
Here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun. There goes the daughter. Hold it out, please. Those are the Beatles on Kim, 746, 14 before 8 o'clock, Monday morning. Lost sunshine here in Mile High America. Lauren Owens, this morning person. Really missed Big George, the Nuggets game yesterday. Jerry's got all that coming up, Kim Sports, here in a minute or so. However, in the meantime, dum-da-da-da-da-dum, time for another one of Lauren Owens' in-depth studies of what the government is doing with your money. Are you ready for this one, folks? You're going to love this one. The government has just concluded a 103-page study entitled The Anthropometry of Airline Stewardesses. At a cost to you and me, folks, the taxpayers, of $57,800 big dollars. Some of the really great facts they learned about airline stewardesses. The average airline stewardess's nose is 2.18 inches long. It's one of the heavy-duty facts they came up with. Sometimes the government is a real pain in the you-know-what, which, by the way, on an airline stewardess, measures 21.65 inches wide.
Eddie Childs, you're really mad today, aren't you?
You bet I am. I'm Eddie Childs, Chief Executive Officer of the Western Company. And I've learned that the government admits that as much as 10% of our tax dollars are wasted or stolen. That's $50 billion a year. And according to the Attorney General's office, everywhere they look, waste, fraud, and abuse are of mammoth proportions. The real problem is that the federal government disposes of infinitely more money than is good for it or for the taxpayers. We've got to put a fence between the hog and the trough. The Budget Committee Chairman expressed fear that Americans will become disgusted with waste and mismanagement. He's right about that. We are disgusted. If they can't run our government in 1980, we'll send some men and women to Washington who can run it, effectively and honorably.
This message sponsored by the Western Company of North America, serving the oil industry with acidizing, fracturing, cementing, and offshore drilling.
C.O. Eddie's team, too. 748 from Kemp, Lord Owens. Time check sports morning with Jerry, who's a little under weather this morning. Happened again to him, splashing a little toilet water on his face this morning after he shaved, and the lid slammed shut on his head. Real pain. What do you got for us this morning, Jer?
Well, some 5,284 hockey diehards were at McNichols last night to watch the Colorado Rockies in their final home appearance this season. As it turned out, though, they were treated to probably the most exciting game of the season. It had everything. The Rockies came from a 2-0 deficit to win it 9-5. 9 goals, the best point production ever by a Rocky team. A hat trick from the Chief, Ron DeLorme. 2 goals from Randy Pierce. 1 each from Don Selesky, Don Ashby, Merlin Malinowski, and Nick Beverley. On Beverley's, it was a beautiful steal by Ray Como when he had 2 guys in the penalty box, so we were down by 2 on the ice. Merlin Malinowski, the magician, well, I talked to him after the game about his 3 assists and goal performance last night, and why not before the final home game of the season?
I don't know. I think maybe the fact that it was the last game of the season at home, everybody just got fired up, and, you know, we wanted to win, and everybody wants to stay in Denver, so we got to start winning games, and I think that was mainly it. It was just the fact that it was the last game, and we just wanted to get fired up and win our final game at home.
And something I've never seen happen before, the referee, Greg Modell, ejected one of the goal judges. He seemed to be forgetting to turn the light on when someone would score a goal. Anyway, the Nuggets got beat in Washington yesterday, 105 to 89. The Nuggets, feeling the loss of George McGinnis, saw their 7-game winning streak come to an end against the Bullets. And this puts them a half game out of first place in the NBA's Midwest Division. The Bullets, playing without starters Wes Unseld and Tom Henderson, struggled until the final 8 minutes to gain their 52nd win against only 25 defeats this year. The Bullets hit only 44% of their field goal attempts, but Denver managed only 40% and committed 27 turnovers that proved to be the difference. That final, once again, 105-89. Tomorrow night, it's to play in New Jersey against the Nets. And Norwegian Toril Forland finished the women's pro skiing tour as the top money winner yesterday by winning the slalom event that was at the Women's Racing Championships up at Vail. And finally, the Denver Comets have acquired Stan Goshiniak from Seattle. Goshiniak is recognized as the best setter in volleyball. He was Poland's all-volleyball in 1974. That's it for Ken Sports. I'm Jerry Castro.
Thank you, Jerry. 750. Whoops, wait a minute. In the news, economic news this morning. Prices continue to rise, but writing paper remains stationary. Get him out of here, please. Pointer Sisters on Kim.
I'm riding in your car.
Oh, far. Those are the Pointer Sisters from Kim. You might want to build a fire under the car this morning, get it warmed up a little bit. A cold one out there. It's 23 degrees downtown, 21 degrees. But a lot of sunshine here at Kim. Let's get a look at traffic again this morning. Dick Dillon, Kim Air Alert. Dick?
Still have very heavy traffic out north, Lawrence. We had an accident early in the rush hour, right as the rush hour was getting underway, eastbound 270. Between York and Bass Quest. They've cleaned it up. Traffic is still tight through there. It's jammed all the way back to Interstate 25. Southbound 25 is still heavy. Just south of 84th, the Boulder Turnpike is very heavy from about Lowell Boulevard as you come east down toward its interchange with I-25. Interstate 70 from just east of Federal Boulevard, eastbound through the mousetrap is heavy. It looks like we may have something in the center lane, eastbound just east of the mousetrap. We'll check that out. But it looks like things are kind of grinding to a stop there. Northbound I-25 from Hampton up to University is heavy. Eastbound 6th Avenue is heavy from midway between Wadsworth and Sheridan into about Federal Boulevard. Speaking of Federal, we have an accident at Harvard and Federal. Nick Dillon, Kim Air Alert.
Imagine having all the fun and refreshment of a whole car full of Shasta. All those luscious flavors and great-tasting diet and regular. Cola, lemon lime, root beer, orange, and more. A whole car full. And imagine having the car, too. A zingy new standard-equipped four-door front-wheel drive Plymouth Horizon. Can you imagine? Well, that's what it would be like to win Shasta's big Denver car full of Shasta sweepstakes. If you can't imagine all that, then stock up on Shasta and test drive a Horizon at the largest volume Chrysler Plymouth dealer in the Rocky Mountain area. Roger Morrow, Chryslerville, USA. 7200 West Colfax in Denver. Of course, you won't have to imagine it if you win. So enter now.
No purchase necessary. Promotional consideration provided by Roger Morrow, Chryslerville, USA. Official sweepstakes rules and entry blanks are available here at Kim and at the following participating stores. Shopping bag stores, Friendly Markets, and Mile High stores.
Can you imagine a dancer with wrinkles around her ankles? Hi, I'm Juliet Prowse. As a dancer, my pantyhose must fit perfectly. So I wear Legs regular pantyhose with memory yarn. Stretches out and back. Fits whether I'm kicking high or bending low. Legs regular pantyhose with memory yarn and a pure cotton panel. Believe me, Juliet Prowse.
Nothing beats a great pair of legs.
Up, Adam, get the coffee going.
I'd rather be in Denver with Denver 95.
7:57 with the exclusive Kim AccuWeather forecast for Public Service Company with the energy you need for the life you lead. Mostly sunny today, milder this afternoon with a high of 45, and partly cloudy tonight, low to 25. Variable cloudiness tomorrow. Might get some snow in the mountains tomorrow, maybe even a brief flurry here in the metro. Right now, 23 downtown, 21 and sunny at Kim with Rubicon. I'm going to take care of everything from Kim.
In the world, so
Denver 95, Kim. That's Rubicon. Another chance for you to play Kim's lucky seven game. Qualify you for that trip for two to New York. Plus tickets to see Saturday Night Live coming up between now and 8:30 right here at home of Kim's second annual World's Largest Garage Sale. KIMN, Denver 95. It's 8 o'clock and here's Rod Fritz.
Thanks, Lauren. 26 degrees now in Denver. Meteorologist Joe Sobel calling for sunny skies today. A high around 45. And we'll check in with...